This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Vastola with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission issues draft election code of conduct at 70 days remaining for House of Representatives election. All writ petitions related to the reinstatement of the dissolved House of Representatives to be heard together. Christians in Nepal and worldwide celebrate Christmas, marking the birth of Jesus Christ. President and Vice President extend best wishes to all. And India launches heaviest payload, marks major milestone in space program. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has released a draft of the Election Code of Conduct 2082 for public consultation ahead of the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5, 2026. The Commission said the draft aims to ensure that elections are conducted in a free, fair, impartial, transparent, cost-effective and fear-free manner. According to the Election Commission, the proposed code includes 10 chapters and 5 schedules. Once enforced, it will replace the existing Election Code of Conduct 2079. Key provisions in the draft include making public the names of individuals or institutions found violating the code, including through electronic and digital platforms. The draft also requires political parties to publicly release their election manifestos. The Election Commission has stated that feedback received during the consultation period will be reviewed before finalizing and enforcing the new code of conduct. Meanwhile, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said that all necessary preparations are underway to conduct the election. Speaking at the closing session of a two-day orientation organized by the Election Commission for political parties on submitting closed candidate list under the proportional representation system, the acting chief said that the political issues related to the election would be resolved politically while the Election Commission would uphold legal and constitutional processes. He stated that debating whether the election will take place is now irrelevant, adding that holding the election is a constitutional obligation in the current situation. The orientation was attended by Election Commission officials and representatives from 93 political parties. Also, the Election Commission has scrapped 6 political parties that failed to pay the required fine. According to the Commission, these parties were scrapped as per Section 12 of the Political Parties Act 2016. At present, there are 137 parties registered with the Commission. The Supreme Court has decided to hold a collective hearing on writ petitions filed demanding the reinstatement of the House of Representatives. A constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rauth, along with Senior Most Justice Sapna Pradhan Malla and Justices Hari Prasad Phuyal, Manoj Kumar Sharma and Nahakul Subedi, ruled that supplementary writ petitions will be heard together with the existing cases. The collective hearing is expected to streamline proceedings on the politically significant case. The Christian community in Nepal and around the world are celebrating Christmas today, commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity. Observed on December 25, Christmas symbolizes the core teachings of Jesus Christ, including love, peace, and salvation. Churches across the country are holding special prayers, carol singing, and midnight masses, while families and communities are exchanging greetings and sharing festive meals. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Paudel and Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav have extended greetings to Nepalis at home and abroad on the occasion of Christmas Day 2025, wishing them happiness, peace and good health. The Tribhuvan University, TU Nepal's oldest university, is holding its 51st convocation day today. According to Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Deepak Aryal, for the first time in its history, Nobel laureate Professor Kazita Takaki from Japan, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2015, is attending as the chief guest. A total of 16,380 graduates are being conferred degrees during the ceremony, which is attended by around 41,000 people, including students and their parents. Medals are also being awarded to top-performing students in each faculty. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development Gulman Ghising has said that he is moving forward by taking firm action against the tendency of holding development projects hostage. Making public a list of 101 works completed within 100 days across the three ministries, Minister Ghising stated that there would be no compromise with delays or with the tendency to evade responsibility, among others. Office bearers of the Nepal Academy of Music and Drama have paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki, who is the ex-officio patron of the academy. A delegation led by Chancellor Nisha Sharma and Vice Chancellor Sambhu Rai met the Prime Minister at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. In the meeting, Chancellor Sharma briefed Prime Minister Karki on the current condition and future plans of the academy. Responding to the concerns, Prime Minister Karki said she would take necessary initiatives in coordination with the concerned ministry and agencies to support the construction of the academy's office building, as informed by the Prime Minister's Secretariat. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has emphasized that good governance is not possible without elections, warning that bypassing them could push the country towards instability. Speaking at the inaugural session of a provincial-level security seminar organized by the Ministry of Home Affairs and Karnali Provincial Government in Birendra Nagar, Surkhet, Minister Aryal said that the elections are an essential practice of democracy, providing legitimacy to governance by transferring citizen power to the government. The Home Minister also highlighted the role of the recent Gen Z movement in mainstreaming youth participation in politics and stressed the periodic elections give governments a fresh mandate to work effectively. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal has said the government is creating a favorable environment to boost investment in trade and industry sectors, stressing that national prosperity is not possible without strong cooperation from the private sector. Speaking at the inauguration of the 10-day Bharat Trade Expo 2025 organized by the Morang Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Biratnagar, the finance minister said the government is working to address challenges faced in imports and to build confidence among entrepreneurs, which he said would help increase revenue collection. Referring to Gen Z uprising, the finance minister said the country suffered losses worth 84 billion rupees during the movement and urged citizens to remain cautious to prevent such incidents from recurring. A Social Security National Campaign targeting informal sector and self-employed workers has been launched yesterday. The campaign was inaugurated during a program organized by the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, the Social Security Fund and the International Labour Organization. In a video message, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rajendra Singh Bhandari stated that government is committed to ensuring workers' social security by removing all policy barriers to its implementation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. India's space agency has launched its heaviest ever payload, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi calling it a significant stride for the nation's space sector. According to the AFP news agency, the rocket successfully placed the US-built AST Space Mobile communications satellite weighing 6,100 kilograms into low Earth orbit. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO described it as the heaviest payload to be launched from Indian soil. India aims to launch its first human space flight by 2027 and has announced plans to send an astronaut to the moon by 2040. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be foggy over the Tarai region and partly cloudy over hilly regions of Kosi province. Meanwhile, the weather will remain mainly fair in the remaining hilly and mountainous regions today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission issues draft election code of conduct as 70 days remaining for House of Representatives election. All writ petitions related to the reinstatement of the dissolved House of Representatives to be heard together. Christians in Nepal and worldwide celebrate Christmas marking the birth of Jesus Christ. President and Vice President extend best wishes to all. And India launches heaviest payload marks major milestone in space program. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.